somebody that you pray for this morning?
Edgar.
Father, we just pray that your will be done today. Pray that your kingdom will come. Father, just lead us and give us wisdom. Lord, let us hear your voice today. And we pray for Edgar, Lord, that you just be with him and his family. God, protect him from Satan. And just may your will be done there in his life. Give him strength, Lord, and health. Pray for church in Monterey, Lord. Pray, God, that you would be with them. Give them the wisdom. And just lead them, Father. Just protect them from Satan, Lord. Just guide them in all the churches everywhere else, Lord. God, and help us, Lord. Lead us and help us to walk in your light, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Any of you boys know what psalm we're reading today? singing hymns, yeah. Any other ways we can praise the Lord? One other way?
By honoring your parents.
Honoring your parents, yeah. Amen. Yeah, I think that too. I was just thinking, we can praise God, with our mouths. One just neat thing is about we have an opportunity that we can actually speak to God. As lofty as that sounds, we can talk to God, and we can pray. Jesus talked about praying in a secret place, getting by yourself maybe, and just praising God or saying a prayer or saying thank you to God, just any time throughout the day. And that's a really great opportunity that we have, that we can approach God. It's a real blessing. Think about it. Another way, singing hymns. You said, Roger. One thing I think about hymn singing is that we can just go through songs and we can just sing, and it can just be just something we do, which it just is sometimes. I'm sure God just appreciates it if we can just really mean it with our hearts, and we can just put our hearts into it and really sing to God. And really just think about this. I'm giving this to you, God. This is my worship. And you're a real blessing to God, I would think. Another way we can praise God with our thoughts. Let's see. Over here. In Colossians, we're just told to set our minds on things above, not on things on the earth. Hang on, I'll start. If you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. And then there's some other verses too about what we place our minds on and what we think. And, that's a battle sometimes, where our mind is at. And we're just exhorted to try to keep our mind in a good spot and think on things that are good and meditate on things that are true and just good things. Another way we can praise God is with our actions and our deeds. With the things that we do, I think, Jesus, he's talking to the Pharisees and he called them hypocrites, right? And he said, "This people, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, teaching his doctrines, the precepts of man." With our lives, like you said, Sylvester, about helping people, I just really think that that's just really pleasing to God. That, I think it's about just about maybe the best way to praise God is how we live our lives. Really brings honor to him, I think. And it's kind of same thing, but how we treat others, I think, is another way to praise the Lord. Let's see. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So I think that, if we're singing, it doesn't matter if we're singing hymns all day long, every day, if we're not loving our brother, then I just think that that's just vain. I think God would much rather us just love, or just, anyway, I think that brings God most joy is when he sees us being kind to one another and helping people and loving people. And I think that makes the hymns that we sing probably more pleasing to God. For next week, your assignment is, what is something that you can praise God for? Something that you can praise God for, something you can be thankful for. That's it.
This week, we're supposed to tell about one time in our lives or in history how a man, God gave, told his will to a man, and that man told it to somebody else. And I thought about how Samuel, the priest, when he was, God told him to go have a feast with Jesse, and so they, and he asked Jesse's boys to pass and go in front of him, and he was gonna make them a, God was gonna anoint them, and so they all went past except David, who was herding sheep, and Samuel kept on thinking that this was the one here, but then God would tell him that it wasn't. He wasn't. And then after the last one had passed, Samuel asked Jesse if that was all his boys, and Jesse said, "No, there's one more out herding sheep." And Samuel said to call him, and when he came, God told Samuel that that was the one.
God told Moses to bring a Ten Commandments. God wrote the Ten Commandments on a piece of stone, and Moses took it down to the children of Israel, and they were making idols, and so Moses got really upset and he threw the stones on the ground.
I got the same on Sylvester. The God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and then he showed the children of Israel the Ten Commandments. And so now what does for the children of Israel? They should do the Ten Commandments. And they were sinning. And so you got them mad.
I thought of Abraham when God told him to kill his son, and that shows a lot of people in the world that we must give up everything to do God's will.
Our assignment was the same as the little boy. I thought of Elijah when he told the king it was gonna rain, and he told the king that it wasn't gonna rain until he said it was, and then that came to pass.
I thought about Jonah when God told him to go preach to the people in Nineveh, and he didn't want to go, but then he went there and preached to them, and he saved the whole city.
God told John in Revelation what to write so that we would know it.
I thought about Daniel. God, he had lots of visions from God and dreams and things about what would happen and what would come to pass and what would happen in the latter days.
I thought about how from the beginning Samuel told Saul what was God's will from once Saul became king. But then when Saul showed that he didn't want God's will by offering sacrifice before Samuel was there, then Samuel told him that he was going to get the kingdom taken away from him.
I thought the same as Bill did about Jonah, how that when God told him to go to preach to the people of Nineveh, he didn't want to at all. But God made him do it anyway. He told him to go again and do it. So he did, and he preached to them, and he thought they deserved to be destroyed, but they repented instead, even if he didn't want them to, and they were saved that way.
I thought about Jeremiah. He was in the city and he had to write scribe after scribe because they didn't like the scribe. The king burned at one time and he got beat and he got whipped and he got flogged and thrown in a well, but he kept doing what God told him to.
Right. Jonah, and God told him to go preach to people in Nineveh. He went the other direction, he didn't want to go. And God, a lot of big fish just swallowed him for 3 days, and then he spit him out on the shore, and then he went and preached and saved the whole city.
I thought about Jesus told his disciples what his will was while he was here on earth, and his disciples went out and preached to the people all over.
I was just thinking about how a lot of people think that if they study a lot, they'll have wisdom. But David and other people showed me that if you don't have experience, which includes age, or in doing what's right, knowledge is worthless. I was sort of pondering what led us here and how it was my mom... knew it was right already, but she was looking for somebody for a body of people to depend on and to learn from, and so we could learn how to be men and Brianna too, to be a young woman. But I thought about how we came here and what the things we saw, the examples of people living things out and bore witness with what we already knew and what Mom already knew, but we had never seen an actual practice quite like this. And then I thought about one other example about David showing me. He told me one time, we were driving to Sarcoxy on the way to work, and he just started talking to me. He's like, "You know, Tyler, you need to be more like a young person and respect your elders." And he told me that I need to let them greet me first, and just sort of hold back a little bit and learn from them. And then he told me, when I was struggling a lot in my life a while later, I was always asking him to tell me for help, you know, like he was going to fix my problems. And he just told me, I can't speak the right words. You're going to have to make the decision yourself. And so I was thinking earlier that we know what's right. Every one of us know. And yet, we need each other, and we need to respect one another, and we need, even if we know what's right, we need to do what's right. as well, and that's a challenge.